This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monane and read by Victoria Osunde.
Friday, July 26th. God's word to you today is posture. Our scripture reading is taken from Philippians 2, verses 8 to 10, and it says, "He humbled himself in obedience to God and died a criminal's death on a cross. Therefore, God elevated him to the place of highest honor and gave him the name above all names, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, in heaven and on earth and under the earth." Humility is not lack of audacity, and there is no one else to go to help in imbibing this hidden unstoppable force of humility than Jesus himself. Please read Philippians 2 verses 6, 7 and 11. It says, "Though he was God, he did not think of equality with God as something to cling to. Therefore, he gave up his divine privileges. He took the humble position of a slave and was born as a human being. When he appeared in human form, and every tongue declares that Jesus is Lord, to the glory of God." Jesus became unstoppable because he was humble. While humility shows up in our relationships with others, the truth is, humility is a reflection of our relationship with God. Your spouse or siblings or colleagues can tell you whether you're humble or proud. When you have relational issues with people, it is a reflection of your relationship with God. When you are humble in your relationship with people, it shows that you're actually humble in your relationship with God. Pride is from within, and it takes the Holy Spirit, only the Holy Spirit, to help get into our system and remove this ugly creature. True humility can only be the work of the Holy Spirit. The story is told of a Broadway artist that joined the Brooklyn Tabernacle Church, a church that is famous for its depth in worship. Broadway is home to the most famous best in drama, singing, music, and all. The lady joined the choir, and her attitude was, "Hello, I'm here. Where's the mic?" The pastor's wife was in charge of the choir, and she immediately spotted the attitude. She just loved her, but put her in a corner. This made the lady really uncomfortable, and she kept agitating to take special songs, but they ignored her. Over time, the pastor said he would see her at the altar praying and weeping. He did not know what her problem was. Apparently, with each passing month, God was working on her and in her. She was being broken. A really poor couple did their wedding in church one weekend. They were so poor, they could only afford to serve their guests lemonade and biscuits. After the wedding, the pastor saw the lady under the table cleaning. So he asked if she knew the couple, and she said she heard that they could not afford much, so she took time off work to help them. The pastor said, "You're singing tomorrow." When the lady took the microphone, the entire church was on fire. Though she could sing, she could not minister. There is a huge difference between singing and ministering. You can sing and get a standing ovation from men, but it does not mean that you have the same from heaven. When you minister, heaven stands and gives you an ovation. Let us pray. Father, with all that I am, if I am anything at all, I bow before you. In Jesus' mighty name, amen.
We trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.